Blog Talk Radio.
For 1 hour tonight is Valentine's Day. We don't want to hold y'all up, but I'm on here, not by myself as usual. I got my big head co-host, C. Allen.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. That's how I just had to open it up. Y'all already know what it is, Brick House Radio.
Oh, I was ready to finish that joint up. My shit, that was like one of the first, like, songs that I learned and wrote the bitch down. Wrote the lyrics down.
For real?
Y'all. Yeah.
Huh.
You don't know my life. You don't know how LL make me feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made me feel like I needed love.
Yeah, I mean, that was... I mean, for our generation, that was considered
a love song.
The first hip hop love song, even though, like, you know, years before that, it was "Lovers Rock" by Tila Rock. You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, you know, it just all depends.
tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Absolutely. But y'all know what it is.
Oh, do we now?
It's Valentine's Day.
Is it? Says
hey, it's Valentine's Day. We chilling, you know, usual.
Team us.
No squares in our circle.
Me and Bae.
Me and Bae. Y'all already know what it is. That's the bullshit, though. Well, we be wilding, man. Look, man.
We do.
I'm going to tell y'all what, right? At the end of the day, how you celebrate your Valentine's Day, who you celebrate your Valentine's Day with.
That's your goddamn business.
Right. Absolutely. That's your business. You know what I mean? This one of them holidays people debate about a lot. It's a holiday women take advantage of and get extra gifts from us, and it's pagan, and it's this, it's that. At the end of the day, you don't have to fucking celebrate, B. This is the Valentine's Day fuckery I don't like. The time it takes for you to put up a post or start a conversation about why Valentine's Day is not fucking important, you could spend that time shutting the fuck up and getting your car insurance lowered or something. What the fuck, yo? Like, people want to be in love, man. So what? They want to go and spend money on a day. Like today. So what? Who cares? It's not my fucking money they spending.
And why are you mad at people that want to make other people feel special?
Right. Like, at the end of the day, it's you, how you celebrate it is how the fuck you choose to celebrate it. If you celebrate your goddamn Valentine's Day sitting in the closet smoking crack, then hey, who am I to judge you? You love crack on Valentine's Day. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you love how you love, when you love, who you love, how you love. That ain't my business or another person's business on how you handle that business. Unless you make that business everybody's business. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, I be having problems, like, when people be getting together and shit on Facebook, and you be like, oh, that's what's up. And then, like, 9 months down the road, they be broke up, but ain't nobody giving no explanation. I feel like I was in that relationship with you. I feel like we started all that together. If you're going to post it on social media, I need to know. I need closure. I need to know how it ain't work out and what happened. I need to know what I need to do next time to make it work. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, Valentine's Day is all about just love, man. It's about showing love. I mean, you're supposed to show love every day. I'm so glad I ain't seen no whole bunch of when you with a real nigga every day, Valentine's Day posts, and Valentine's Day ain't nothing new around here. I'm so glad I ain't seen none of that this year, y'all. I am so glad. A lot of people just say, fuck it, I'm going to be in love with somebody or something, goddammit.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You want to be in love with somebody or something, by all means, do that. You know, just don't hurt yourself. I don't want to see nobody out there hurting themselves being in love and shit. Don't do that unless you're sitting on your face. Yeah, like it's Valentine's Day, nigga, so, you know, by about 11:30, if you ain't already started, by about 11:30, 12 o'clock, it should be a lot of niggas with an ass on their forehead. Plain and simple. I don't give a fuck what you do. If she don't ride your face ever in life, Valentine's Day is the day to get that done. God damn it, I don't care how big she is, nigga. If he dies, he dies. Nigga, when she get up off your face, nigga, you better be saying, I ain't hit no bell. Fuck you mean, let's go. God damn it.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking right. Oh, every woman deserves to ride a face. You ride a face. Everybody ride a face. Plain and simple. Nigga, if you ain't, I'm trying to tell you, man, like, for real, man, if you ain't get your woman nothing, give her that. Let her put her ass on your face and go to work on her. You know what I mean? And you better keep your eyes open, nigga, because if you close your eyes, you a basic-ass punk nigga. Valentine's Day fuckery. Ladies, there should have been a lot of titty pictures sent out around the country today, too. You know what I mean? Because, all right, like, this is the debate. This is the big debate for Valentine's Day. Is pussy a gift? So while we on here, y'all listening, press one, and you tell me yes. If you say yes, you tell me why it is. If you say no, tell me why it's not. Is pussy a viable trade for Valentine's Day? I say, if it's your first Valentine's Day together, then yeah. The only way it's a gift after that, if that's the only time you have sex, is Valentine's Day. That's the only way. If you're in a relationship,
that's the thing of it.
If you're in a relationship, the only way
to get it any day is a gift.
The only
if
you're in a relationship, it is a plus. It is a plus. It is not a gift. It is a plus.
Oh,
well, if you have been together.
Pluses and gifts tonight.
Huh?
I said, well, ain't gonna be no pluses and gifts tonight.
Whatever, nigga. If this is my theory, though. If you've been together longer than 5 years, can't claim pussy as a gift on Valentine's Day, ladies. You just can't. You just can't. Now, I didn't say surprise head wasn't a gift.
Oh, man, are you serious right now?
That's a gift.
Even fucking married?
Even married, that's a gift. I'm sorry. Surprise out of the blue? That's a gift. That's a gift.
But surprise pussy ain't a gift.
Not at all. That's not a surprise. Because 9 times out of 10 on Valentine's Day, that's what a woman going to bring. That's her, that's, you know what I mean? That's her main course. Boom.
You know why?
Why?
That's mainly what niggas want on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but that don't mean it's a gift.
Skirt.
That
don't mean
it's a gift.
It is a gift.
I did not have to purchase it. You did not have to purchase it. It is a plus.
All gifts ain't purchased.
DJ Proper Chocolate, I know you hear me. I know you listening, and I know you want to chime in so bad. I know you do.
No,
you
want
to chime in. Come on, Yanni. Chime in here and tell me, Yanni. If you've been together longer than a year, it's a plus, Yanni. It ain't a gift no more. The only way it is a gift is if it's the only time that you get it.
For 13 years, I feel like I've been giving you gifts every time I crack these legs open.
And it is.
All right, so shut up.
But you have never said your gift for Valentine's Day is this ass, nigga. You've never said that. Because I thought we had the understanding that it is a plus. It's a, every day it's a plus. I'm not saying only on Valentine's Day it's a plus. Every day it's a plus. But we're not going to just change it to a gift on Valentine's Day now. If you gave me that gift last yesterday, last week, week before that, that's what I'm saying is, when you think of a gift, you think of something that you can look at and remember.
You can look at it every time when you got the memories or when you was up in that motherfucker.
But I can look at it the next day and the day after that and the day after that and the day after that. I can look at it every day till next Valentine's Day. It's nothing. I mean, I wasn't trying to be offensive.
Yeah, I'm not offended.
But that's just what I think. I just feel like
you shouldn't think shit because you get yours on a regular. You need to let the other niggas struggle and figure it out on their own.
I'm not here for that. I'm not that dude.
Okay, I'm just a.
I'm not gonna do that to my brothers.
Yeah.
Out here in the struggle.
Well, you're gonna be struggling in a minute, and everybody gonna be struggling. Shit.
Whatever, nigga.
Niggas in the quicksand. Don't let them pull you in.
Whatever, nigga.
They sipping your martini. I'm watching them fall in. You straight.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, but, I mean, it's, now I will say this. I will say this. You can't expect it as a gift if you didn't get her anything. And you can't expect it as a gift for a basic Valentine's Day gift unless, you know, like I said, y'all been together for a while. When you've been together for a while, you know, you spend money on each other more frequently, so you're liable to buy each other shit more frequently. So Valentine's Day, that's not really a... But if you, like, within that first couple years, then your Valentine's Day game got to be on point. It got to be. Because motherfucking work husband Steve been trying to get your girl to go with him to see that new play. Mama, I want to love this man, but I can't because I'm stuck with this no-good nigga. He been trying to take her to see that play, nigga, since the first time she let him buy her lunch. So you niggas better watch out, man. Better watch out, man. I'm telling you. So me and a crony of mine, Mr. Twan Harold, you know, shout out Robin Wood. Me and a crony of mine, Mr. Twan Harrell, we decided to start a club, okay? This club is called the Work Husband Haters Club. I'm sure y'all have seen the hype about it on Facebook. You know, it's picking up a lot of steam right now. We got some people calling in, you know, that want to talk to us about the Work Husband Haters Club. You know what I mean? Like, they really, you know, we done had a couple looks, you know. I think somebody has said, you know, Ryan Reynolds has stopped past the page, a couple other stars, you know, they were going to have that first conference. They want to get their tickets early so they can do get their photo ops and all of that. But, yeah, we're starting the Work Husband Haters Club. Now, the Work Husband Haters Club, it's a group of brothers who decided that we don't fucking like work husbands. We got women, and we are proactive in keeping the work husbands away from our women. Now, we got two packages. First package is $29.97, and with that you get a T-shirt. The T-shirt says, "Not my wife, motherfucker." Now, we got a platinum package that includes updates on work husband treachery, as well as the T-shirt and other emails about things that your lady might like to have at work, you know. So we gonna, you know, the further we getting along with that project, you know, y'all be looking for us. We're going to be everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchatting. We're going to be all over there. We are currently looking at applications for detectives. If you work somewhere where you see niggas playing the work husband role, we need you to call in and check in with us so we can put these niggas in our national database. Okay? So, you know, like I said, Work Husband Haters Club, fuck work husbands. We here for that. That's what it is. But anyway, back to the Valentine's Day. Y'all see we got this special 1 hour. We in here for 1 hour with y'all. We just gonna talk this Valentine's Day fuckery with y'all. But, you know, like I said, what do you know, a lot of shit going on. I saw a lot of love today. I noticed it was a lot of love on social media today. I'm proud of my people, man. Spreading that black love all over the planet and shit, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I hope some of my associates in the No Pullout Gang, I hope y'all have a successful night, fellas. Y'all know how we do, gang, gang, whole lot of gang shit. Y'all know what it is. But at the end of the day, man, you know, like I said, I love my wife, man, regardless of Valentine's Day or day after Valentine's Day or 2 days after, no matter what, I love my wife, man.
Oh, that's you so know, sweet.
She makes me happy, and
do I?
Yeah. That's why, like, if my wife don't like you, I can't be friends with you either, because I like having sex with her. And me being friends with some of y'all motherfuckers would fuck that up, and I don't want to do that. You know, I'm Black history.
I like it.
You know what I mean? I'm Black history. I'm trying to remain that. You know, a happy man living at home with his wife, not fucking with people she hate. So we, I learned to grow together and become one human being, if you can see where I'm going with that. You understand? But, you know, I will say this. I will say this. All of you chicks out there talking about you ain't got no Valentine and probably got like 45 inboxes of niggas that been asking you out, asking you on dates, asking you to call them, asking for your number, telling you they want to get to know you, and you've been stepping over them and curving them and deleting and swiping and getting rid of the messages because you ain't got no time for them niggas. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'm just saying, man, it's time to start giving niggas a chance. A little... Some semblance of hope that they could be successful in dating a woman. Like, women, like, I'm going to say this, and you know, I say this, and I say this with love, as my homegirl Janelle would say, this comes from a place of love. Some of y'all got standards of men that you want, and you don't even live up to the standard of the man you want. You want a nigga making six figures.
You work at Wendy's drive-thru.
I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with that, but what I'm saying is this. 9 times out of 10, you're not really going to fall up on a dude making six figures coming up in Wendy's drive-thru. You probably will. It's probably a lot, but one that's going to be interested in you and all them weed tattoos on your arm and shit.
Right, you got to have something else going. I'm not saying you working at Wendy's and you ain't got no expectations. I'm saying you working at Wendy's and that is your expectations.
Like, you should be looking for a nigga that work at, like, Best Buy or something.
Go through school.
Or, like, work at the hotel or at the airport or something.
I mean.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just fucking with you. But at the end of the day, yeah. Like, it's, you know, women set standards for themselves. Your man, you don't want your man to smoke, but you smoke Black and Miles. You know what I mean? Like, you vegetarian, but you can't date a dude that eat meat or pork. Like, it be those little things sometimes that can actually stop a blossoming romance from happening. And I blame fucking reality television. I blame reality television. I blame reality television. Because every nigga out here is trying to find them a Cardi B, Jocelyn, whoever else them crazy bitches is on social media and on reality television. Everybody out there trying to find one of them. And as much as the women say, much as a lot of the women say they hate them, they try to be just like them. And like, dudes be out here chasing girls like that. My nigga, shoot your shot, my nigga. Shoot your shot. Fuck it if she say no, nigga. At least you shot it. You thought I was going to down my brothers? I ain't going to down you, nigga. I don't care where you work at. Nigga, if you work at Wendy's on French fries, you might be at Wendy's on French fries or on chicken sandwich duty. If she ride through there and she work for the government, holla at her. God damn it. We choosing this year. 2019, the men is choosing. Y'all choose.
Your little fucking spoken for ass.
Hold him up.
Ain't choosing shit.
No, I'm telling my brothers, because I've chosen. And I chose well, your smart ass. But like I'm saying, fellas, put some standards on these women, too. Nigga, she ain't got no job, no penis. No penis for you. No ambition, no penis for you. She ain't taking care of kids, no penis for you. She don't have custody of her kids, but she got an apartment, no dick for you. Nope.
Niggas ain't gonna do that because they ain't trying to have no families, yo. Niggas don't be having, niggas get families on accident.
Nope, not everybody.
Everybody
don't get, all niggas don't get families on accident. Some of these niggas be shooting the club up because they don't want nobody else fucker. Like, yeah, niggas be petty.
Else fucker, but he ain't gonna be that for her either.
That's a sad part of the game. That is a sad part of the game.
You shoot the club up, don't mean you're going to stick around. And that's where a lot of women get it misconstrued.
Well, us in the no-pull-out gang, we don't condone that.
You think because he's fucking you raw, you the only one he fucking raw, and the only club that he party in.
We don't condone that. At the shoot, we don't condone that at no pull out gang. No pull out gang, we condone raising our babies. We don't do all that. No, nigga. No thanks. Not at all. Not at all. We don't do all that, B. Nigga, we look, like I said, we take care of ass. When niggas say, call me Shine Poe, I shoot the club up. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Look, you already know.
I know.
The club shooter upper.
Yeah.
And where else is the shoot up? What? I'm not, you know.
As long as it ain't at the eyeglass center, we good.
Yeah, like I said, man, you gonna shoot the club up, baby. You got to be prepared to deal with that 18-year sentence that might come after that. Sometimes you get away with the shooting, but sometimes you don't. And if you don't get away with it, you got to do that 18 years, nigga. Got to do it. 18 to life.
Yeah, we got one out the way. You still got two more.
Yeah.
About 7 years away from the next one.
Yeah, got a 7-year sentence. Then I got 9. So all in all, I got 9 years. I got 9 and a 7-year sentence. They all running concurrently, though. They running together.
Right there.
Well, that mean I'm good, you know. After I do that 7 to that 9, I'm good. Y'all know what it is, baby. But for the most part, we, you know, like I said, we here at Brick House Radio, we celebrating love, man. It's love day out this month. Fuck, I'm showing niggas love all day, B. We showing love. Who we want to show love to? You know who I want to show love to?
Oh, yeah?
I want to show love to my wife.
Oh.
Old Karma. Girl, goof ass.
Do that.
But.
I accept my shit.
All in all, if you're out there looking for love, man, you'll find it, man. You'll find it, man. Just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid if it seems like it's getting real. Don't be afraid to embrace it, man. Sometimes you might need to embrace it to make sure it's real. You know what I mean? Just be careful, you know. Protect your heart as much as you can. You know it's hard to protect your heart when you think you're in love, you know. But protect your heart as much as you can. And don't marry no fuck niggas.
Yep. That's what I say.
You know what I mean? Speaking of fuck niggas, R. Kelly. Cook County District Attorney has received another tape of R. Kelly having sex with a minor. And he refers in the tape to knowing that the girl is 14 years old.
And how long ago was this, sir?
I don't know how long ago it was, but I think the nigga that turned the tape in should go to jail, too. Because he knew when R. Kelly was doing that shit. Like, this is my thing. If anybody else out there got an R. Kelly videotape, you better send that shit in anonymously. Because I think anybody else that come with another tape of a different person, bitch, you go jail.
Child pornography, baby.
For the fact that you've been holding on to it for so long. Because I'm assuming you was either watching it or trying to bribe him with it. So we either got you for child pornography or bribery. Which one? Because at the end of the day, motherfuckers daddy trying to distance themselves from R. Kelly. But nah, bitch. Nah. You talking about you done seen the girl around a few times and all that. You got a videotape him fucking her, but you didn't know he was fucking her. These motherfuckers nowadays, boy.
Yeah, something else.
Ain't it? I'm going to tell y'all what.
Let's play some music. It's half past the hour. It's a little bit past half past. We're not having a long show, so it's 9:33. So hopefully y'all sitting back, drinking, filling up on each other and getting everything warmed up. So, Yanni, when you get a chance, baby, you know, get some music, baby, you know. We won't be in love out this song, bitch. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, nigga, we in love out this song, bitch. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to tell you.
What?
I said, I'm trying to tell you.
What you trying to tell me?
I ain't tell you.
I know.
Your daddy ain't my daddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. And I ain't telling. He's dumb. Shit is crazy. In this life. It really is. It really is, man. The things that's going on in this world. Floyd Mayweather. People mad at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is refusing to boycott Gucci. Floyd Mayweather feels if we're going to boycott Gucci, then let's boycott all of the things that fall up under the Gucci company. Makes a good point. This is the thing I'm trying to get people to understand. Floyd Mayweather can afford to not boycott Gucci. And I say that because Gucci plays no part in what he does for a living. Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. Okay? Floyd Mayweather don't have to wear Gucci gloves and Gucci trousers and Gucci sneakers and Gucci socks and all of that shit. He don't have to promote for him. He makes money. He makes his money doing something that don't involve couture. So, who are we to tell him he wrong? Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm saying this. Like, when I first saw the shirt, I say, well, goddamn. Because I look at it like somebody designed it, somebody drew it up, somebody sewed it up, somebody cut out the patterns, somebody got the bitch stitched and alterated, together, somebody wore it, somebody approved it for sale, and they put it out. Now, when I looked at it, I said, wow, that's really blatant. But then, I had to do some research on it because I didn't want to just say, you know what, because at the end of the day, really, I don't own anything Gucci. Nothing. I own nothing that Gucci has made, manufactured, or produced. For one, so that's the reason, that's part of the reason why I'm really not sweating boycotting them, because it's the easiest boycott I ever been a part of. Because I wasn't buying the shit anyway. Now, for those that do buy it, you may feel like you want to get rid of the clothes that you have bought before. I say, why? You spent your hard-earned fucking money on it. Keep your goddamn Gucci. Now, I will say, if black people were really offended by it, then at this point, you just don't buy Gucci anymore. But Floyd Mayweather made a point. That means you got to stop Yves Saint Laurent, and it's another one. I want to say Joseph McFadden or somebody, but they all fall under the same company that makes Gucci. So don't just throw out your Gucci shit. Throw out that Yves Saint Laurent. Throw out everything that fall up under that. And if you haven't done the research to see then what the fuck are you protesting? What are you really protesting if you haven't done the research? Because somebody pointed this shit out to me, the red lips are a logo that Gucci has been using for the past year on a lot of other things besides that shirt. Another thing we have to take into account. Racism and the lines of racism in Europe. A lot of black people that live in Europe or are born over there, they don't see it as wrong. They don't see anything wrong with it. They don't take offense to it. Now, what I'm saying is, boycotting Gucci for 3 months, what is that going to really do? What is that going to prove? Yes, black people spend a lot of money with Gucci, but I doubt that we're spending 50% of what they take in every year. I doubt we even spending 10% of what they take, spending 10% with them of what they make every year. Okay, now, if you want to boycott Gucci, the money that you would spend in the next 3 months for Gucci, put it into one of your friends. Try to start your own clothing line. Or put it into one of your people that you know do clothes. Or help that young designer that you know that's in your family, that got a portfolio, help them buy some fabric. Help them create some shit. Help them start their own clothing line that could be as big as Gucci one day. That's protest to me. Protest ain't just saying we're not going to spend that money with you, but we're going to spend it elsewhere. Protest with me would be saying, you know what, instead of spending our money with you or anybody else like you, we're going to put our money with our people and pick one of our people to get us right. Makes sense. But as I said, I don't purchase Gucci. You know what I mean? And if I ever was to come across any money, I probably wouldn't. But at the end of the day, if I did, who the fuck business is it? And why does that make me any more of a sellout than a person who... Why does buying Gucci make a person any more of a sellout than somebody who still shops at H&M? What is it about? Why would buying Gucci make Floyd any less a coon than a black person that still watch the NFL, than a black person that still eat Papa John's pizza? What makes him any different than those people? You see what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, as you say, motherfuckers gonna do what they wanna do.
Exactly. Yo, like, we cannot.
We just need to go ahead and let whoever wanna walk the righteous path walk it, and whoever wanna steer the will of the devil, let them go ahead.
But my thing of it is, like I said, like,
some motherfuckers don't wanna be.
Now, if Floyd was a supermodel that said he refused, or that he refused to boycott Gucci, then I would look at him funny.
The point, you should be looking at him funny anyway because he's a black man.
Floyd is a black man. Floyd ain't been black since he cashed his first $100 million.
Well, whether he want to be or not, he fucking is.
But this is my thing. People going to be pissed off at Floyd Mayweather, and his next fight, they're going to pay $100 to watch it.
You don't know. This right here could fuck his audience up. Like, for real.
Floyd knows that the black community is not the biggest buyers of his fights. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but that's...
This is what I'm trying to say. These dudes don't... They can afford to not give a fuck about how we feel about it because they're making money off of us as well. He don't give a fuck if don't nobody buy Gucci. Long as you putting in that $100 payment when you order his fight, He don't give a fuck about whether or not you like Gucci. Kodak Black don't give a fuck about whether or not you like Gucci, as long as you buy his music, which can afford him Gucci. That's what I'm saying, man. We got to look at these celebrities and stop holding these niggas to a standard, yo. Some of these niggas ain't worth it. They just not worth holding to a standard. And Floyd Mayweather is not, in my opinion, he is not worth holding to a standard. You want to hurt Floyd Mayweather? Stop buying his fights. You want to hurt Floyd Mayweather? Stop inviting him to black events. You want to hurt Floyd Mayweather and let him know he being an asshole? Stop inviting him to places where we congregate. Stop inviting him to parties that our people put together and promote and throw. Stop doing that. And watch how the attitudes change. See, as long as a person can afford certain aspects and certain things in life and certain privileges, they don't give a fuck about the people who really can't afford it or can't buy it or who can buy it, but they not buying it on the level that he is. He don't give a fuck about y'all opinion about that shit because he know his next fight, y'all ass is going to be right in front of the TV watching it, calling him the best to ever do it. Adrian Broner just jumped on the shit because he got his ass whooped. So we going to still give him, he got a concussion and shit. So that's why he acting a fool right now. But these celebrities, man, and these athletes, man, these motherfuckers do not get paid to listen to our opinion. And our money still goes to support them. The best way to get a motherfucking celebrity to pay attention to you is not pay attention to them.
Whatever you say, boss.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if what Floyd Mayweather says really offends black people, what are you going to do the next time he has a fight?
I don't watch the motherfucker anyway.
That means that just because you're not buying it, don't mean you can go to the club and watch it either and pay to go to a fight party at the club, because that still goes towards him profiting.
I don't support the motherfucker at all because I think he's illiterate as fuck and he's an asshole with money, and I wouldn't give a fuck what color he was.
But this is a dude who came from nothing. Floyd came from nothing.
About his struggle, if while he's there, he ain't helping.
But that's the thing. We don't know what he's doing.
Media know.
We don't know what he's doing. We don't know what he's doing on the humble. We don't know what he's looking out for, who he's looking out for, who he's taking care of.
Damn.
We don't know. I mean, what I'm saying is we don't know. I can't speak on his activism. All I can speak on is what he does in public. I can't speak on it. For all we know, this nigga's financing people to go to school like LeBron. For all we know, this nigga is putting out money.
Finance himself to go to school.
Putting up money to build houses. Like, I don't know what else he does. But what I'm saying is I have no expectation of Floyd Mayweather to be down or ride for his people.
Exactly.
I don't have no expectation of him to do that. And when you keep badgering him about it, you're giving him more light to tell you he don't give a fuck about you. Do y'all really, if Floyd Mayweather really gave a fuck about his fans, then yes. He would say, fuck Gucci. Give a fuck. I'm trying to figure out how many interviews America is going to let him do saying he don't give a fuck what they think before they realize he don't give a fuck what they think. If you want to hurt Floyd Mayweather, stop paying for his fights. Stop going to his fights. You can't call the nigga a coon and a sellout, and then his next fight, you paying for it, or you going to see it. You can't. You can't boycott the way you want to for a minute and then go back and be like, all right, it's cool now.
It's all love, fam. It's all love.
Nah, yo, you can't do that, man. Like, if you're going to boycott something, boycott it. Boycott all of the shit. Boycott all of it. For the past 2 years, my wife has supported me by not watching NFL games. And she a motherfucking Redskins fan to the bone gristle. And not one Sunday, Monday, or Thursday did she turn on the TV and watch a football game. Because she understood that turning on the TV was giving them ratings. And she knew how I felt about it. She saw what was going on, and she supported that. All right, now, we hold these celebrities and these athletes to a standard, and they're human. They're not gods. Floyd Mayweather is not a god. Floyd Mayweather is not a demigod. Floyd Mayweather is a nigga who happened to be good at boxing. Manny Pacquiao is a nigga that happened to be good at boxing. Adrian Broner, regular nigga, happened to be good at boxing. He's not phenomenal. He's okay. He good. He good enough to get the wins that he get. But he gets ass whooped, too. But all in all, those celebrities do not give a fuck. I ain't going to say all of them, but a lot of them do not give a fuck about how we really feel about shit like that. They either join the bandwagon or they stay quiet as fuck so that they don't get questioned about how they feel about it, so they don't have to answer questions that might fuck them up. These celebrities is not worried. As long as you going and paying to see their movies, and you going and buying their music, and you going and paying to see their shows and shit, and you going to watch them box, and you paying your hard-earned money to support a nigga who told you he don't give a fuck what you think about it, then you the fool. It ain't him. You the coon. He ain't the coon. You are. And that's what people got to understand, man. Stop supporting the celebrities who tell you that your issues are not important, even if they got the same skin color as you. Just because y'all got the same skin color don't mean that that's your people. It don't mean that that's your people that's going to give a fuck about you. So that's my view on that whole shit with Floyd Mayweather. At the end of the day, you want him, you want this nigga to see it from your point of view, stop putting money in his pocket. Stop putting money in his pocket. I guarantee you he'll get the point.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
He will get the point. But that's what we have to do. Like, if you buy a certain rapper's music or you support a certain sports team or you support a certain athlete, a boxer or whatever have you, and their beliefs, you feel their beliefs are morally wrong, stop supporting them. Stop paying your hard-earned money and buying their jerseys and buying their sneakers, buying their clothes, they sweatsuits, going to the other establishments and businesses they own. I bet you Floyd Mayweather strip club stay packed.
I bet it do. But
you know what I'm saying? But you can't. That's the thing. You can't call him a coon, but then put money in his pocket.
Well, I don't do that. And tonight was supposed to be all about love, not money Mayweather.
It's not all about money Mayweather.
I love for Mayweather, too. We don't wish no bad luck on
him. Been talking about love all night.
Exactly. And we got about 7 minutes left to the show. So I want to tell everybody that's listening, if ain't nobody tell y'all, y'all was loved today here at Brick House Radio. We love y'all motherfuckers. We do. We love everybody that's showing up, showing out, and showing love. I hope everybody night goes peacefully. I hope we can stop some violence for one night. Hopefully no domestic violence tonight. No accidental shootings or stabbing. And people can just snuggle up and be in some love. You feel me?
All facts. All facts. No printer.
And just for the record, if you possibly was looking for me, I'm on social media at Kamala Karma Allen on Facebook. I'm at DareelKamuh, Darrell Karma on Twitter. And I'm Cam underscore BYH2O on Instagram. And I'm going to be smothering C. Allen later.
Well, y'all know where y'all can find me. Y'all know my C. Allen page is still disabled. My homeboy Mukadeen Bigelow Esquire allowed me to use his page and talk my shit. So you can find me on Mukadeen's page. You can find me at Instagram at They Call Him C. All lowercase letters. They Call Him C. You can find me on Snapchat, CMF and Allen. And hopefully tomorrow y'all can find me if I don't get smothered by all these buns ready to be on my face later.
Really now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, man, you know how I do. You know how I roll. If he dies, he dies. God damn it, I ain't hear no bell.
You is terrible.
Motherfucking right.
You are something else.
Good and nice and sneaky.
Oh, yeah. You definitely that, bro.
Word, so. Proper Chalk, DJ Proper Chalk, you got some music to shut the show down with us for tonight?
I mean, I hope you listening. I ain't want to say nothing freaky about what you could be doing behind the scenes. Let it ride. So just, you know, show us some love. Let us get a song, and we can go ahead and end the show, and everybody can get on with their night.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I don't know if she's listening.
She might have started her Valentine festivities early.
Oh, I'm telling you, she did. She is something else. She's a special kind of girl.
Mm.
I'm just trying, you know. I'm just trying, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I need to grab me some more ice. Oh, it ain't for you, nigga. It's for me. I'm going to need it.
Yeah, I'm digging.
Yeah, well. I guess go ahead and end the show out, and I love y'all, Brick House Radio. Happy Valentine's Day. Cam, out.
Y'all know what it is, man. We love y'all. Brick House Radio. Got a few minutes left. And, you know, just heard from DJ Proper Chocolate. Things gonna be in order. So we're waiting for that good music to come so we can close out on a good note. Uh-oh. Congratulations. Congratulations on order for a couple on I just see here on Facebook. Old Chinese holiday, old Wugga. I'm assuming that she said yeah. Okay. She flashing the ring. That's a nice, that's a ditty. Got a nice little ring on. Go ahead, Wugga. That's all right. Congratulations to you and the mister. Ain't nothing wrong with that's what I'm talking about, nigga. That's love. God damn it. Valentine's Day. That is love. That is all right now. Congratulations again, Wugga. That's all right. You saw that old Wugga got engaged. Got a wedding ring on, posted on. He got a nice little ring. I said, sir, did he? Let me scroll back up here. There you go. Look at that. Ain't that nice? That Oh, yeah, that was her and Twitter, the picture. But, yeah, that's all right, though. Congratulations to you. Again, I'm loving this. I'm loving this goddamn black love all over the place, boy. Niggas, you niggas been stepping y'all games up. I'm trying to tell you. That is all right. But look, like I said, Brick House Radio, y'all know what it is, baby. It ain't no love if you ain't out there spreading love. This is your boy, C. Allen, closing out the Valentine's Day fuckery episode of Brick House Radio. We'll be back next week at our regular time. Same loving time, the same loving channel. Brick House Radio, love talking slow jams. This is C. Allen. DJ Proper Chocolate, take us home.